we are in the last chapter of John, in our preaching, 1 John. Patrika, Johann Patrika, Aido Adhyayam. Almost for how many months we are in this? Huh? 3 months. January, February, and March. So, 3 months we are in this book, in this letter, epistle, and we will be completing. Remember, this whole epistle has been preached to you. I don't know how many of you have your notes. I don't know how many of you remember what was preached during these 3 months. Okay? And if you don't know what has been preached, it is not my fault, it is your fault. Am I right? If you don't have your notes, if you don't remember, go to the website and all these messages are on the website and you can listen to them and you can make your notes once again. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even of faith, who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ, he did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. That is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater than it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has his testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in him, Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know that if you go to our website and listen, there are so many messages on love. There are so many messages on love and how God loved us and how they love us. Now when God gets angry, what happens to us? Correct? All these things are there. Now I don't want you to see God from one angle. Okay? Because many times as a believers we think that God loves his children, so he's so good. But the person who loves also gets angry. Nijamaina prema. Kada? Nijamaina prema ettundadanta manam nijanga manam mana pillani premiste vaalu tappu chesthe manam em chestamandi degar teeskuntama? No, we will check that. That is the true love. We don't want our children to go astray. And God also has that. That is the nature of God. And that's the reason we have seen so many. Now here, everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commandments. How will you know that you love God? How will you know that you love God? Now, this is the question for us. నువ్వు దేవుణ్ణి ఏ విధంగా ప్రేమిస్తున్నావు అని నీకు తెలుసు. ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ యూ సే దట్ వి లవ్ గాడ్, కరెక్ట్? ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ యూ ఆస్క్ ఎనీబడి, ద గాయ్ హూ డజంట్ కమ్ టు చర్చ్ ఆల్సో విల్ సే ఐ లవ్ గాడ్, రైట్? ద గాయ్ హూ డజంట్ రీడ్ బైబుల్ హి సేస్ ఐ లవ్ గాడ్. ద గాయ్ హూ డజంట్ సింగ్ హి సేస్ ఐ లవ్ గాడ్. బట్ హౌ విల్ యూ నో దట్ యూ లవ్ గాడ్? Just because you say that I love God, it doesn't mean to say that you love God. If you love God, the very first thing, the very first sign is we obey the commandments of God. The very first thing. Ayana shasanamulanu, ayana ichinatuvanti prati okka nibandhananu manamu paatistamu. Every commandment of God. Every commandment of God, every commandment of God, we do it. This is the love for God, to obey His commandments. Number 5, verse 5 opata. This is the commandment that we obey. This is the commandment, verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And verse 4, what is verse 4? Verse 4 is, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Now there are two things, to do the will of God, to obey the commandments of God. The first one is you must be born in God. Now yesterday I was telling you, right? As soon as you are born again. As soon as you take the baptism, you're born again. Now when you're born again, who is inside of you? Jesus comes inside of you. Correct? And I used the illustration for that. What is that illustration? When a new couple, married couple, have a child, they're so excited. But it's a big burden for them. What is that burden? They have to take care of the child. They have to nourish the child. So to nourish the child, they have to feed. They have to give good meals. They have to give good food. When they give good food, the child is nourished. And when child is nourished, he grows. Same thing, when Jesus is born in us, we need to nourish the person who is in us. And how do we nourish the person who is in us? By reading the word of God and by praying. Prayer and reading the word of God, the person in you is nourished. The person in you is nourished. Nilo unnava nenu penchutunnanu. Etla penchutunnavandi? Manchi aaharam istunnavu. What is that aaharam? Entandadi? Vakyamu chadavadamu, devunto prarthinchadam. Rendu vishayam. Tell me, how many of you read Bible today? Raise your hands. Praise the Lord. How many of you have prayed today? Raise the Lord. Raise your hands. Now see, when you don't do it, that means the inner man in you is not nourished. He's starving. And how many of you want your children to starve? How many of you want your children to starve? You don't want your children to starve, right? You have plenty in the house. And if you don't want to give, if you don't want to feed, if you don't want to spend time with your child, undernourished. Now whose fault is that? Is it the child's fault? No, it is the parent's fault, because we don't have time. We are lazy. God has given us this. The word of God is given to us freely. And if you cannot do, then it means you are lazy. And tell yourself that today I have not fed my baby. What do you say? Today I have not fed my baby. Idinamu na papaku nenu annam tinpiyaledu. Tell yourself and hear the cry of the child. Then you will understand where we are going wrong. And that's the reason the word of God says that if we are born, that means when the person is born in us, when Jesus is born in us, we will understand. We will understand. Understand, and that's the reason he says that whosoever is born of God, in other words, who is born in God, nuvvu Kristulo janminchina yedala, nuvvu Devunilo janminchina yedala. We have to be born in God. We need to have God. And not only that, he says, overcometh the world. Whoever is born of God will overcome the world. That means it is not your desires, but it is the desires of God which will take place in your life. We have so many desires. Correct? We have so many desires. But what is the desire of God? The desire of God is very different from your desire. Your desire is to take care of your body. And that's the reason Jesus says that spirit is willing, but body is weak. Spirit is willing, but body is weak. Laziness is not the spirit. Laziness comes from your body. Laziness comes from your body, and your body drags you out. He says, okay, come on. There's one more hour to go to church. Have a rest. Right? There's one more hour. Oh, 1 hour open the heliport, starboard heliport. You're stuck in the traffic. You're late to the church. No singing. The whole universe is singing for God except us. Is it not shameful? What are we doing? Oh, 5 minutes, generally everything. If you come 5 minutes early, what happens? You lose thousands of dollars? No. But see, we're planning a desire to worship God, a desire to praise God, a desire to nourish the spirit which is in our body. It's a desire. And that desire comes only when we are born in God. When we are born in God. The sister was saying, Pramodhi said that she went to what scan? Pep scan. So what they did, she has to go into MRI. Correct? MRI, when you go into MRI, you are alone. Nobody is there. When nobody is there, I want God. Last year, twice I had MRI. I was alone. The first time when I had my MRI, nobody was there. My daughters were in Atlanta. I was alone. Second time, I am alone. They will not, see, if my daughters are also there, they will not allow them to come in. You have to go alone. You get me? You have to go alone. You have to go alone. When you are alone, Deva, ni tappa naaku inga evvarlevu prabhu. Kada? Bayatiki raagane husband, children, daughters, everybody. God is absent. No. If we are God, we are born in God. If we are born in God, no matter whatever happens, there is no fear. There is no fear. The word fear will be absent. What happens when the word fear is absent? Faith comes in. Never it will be empty. Fear or faith. One F always should be present in us. Okay? One F always should be present in us. And what do you want? Fear or faith? If you are born in God, the fear is absent, the faith is present. The fear is absent and faith is present, and no matter whatever circumstances you go, you will always praise God. You will always praise God. You will always, always praise God because you have faith in God. Let's go to chapter 2 in the same. Chapter 2 and last verse, 19. Verse 29, last verse. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. If you know he is righteous, what is the meaning of righteous? Let us see how this faith works in our life. Okay? How this faith works in our life. Many times we say that we have faith. Circumstance of Chinapur, Vishwasam, Ekravotu. time comes, no faith. Anxiety develops. Anxiety develops. When anxiety develops, you need to tell yourself that if you know that he is righteous, the meaning of righteous is just fair. The meaning of righteous is fair, just, right, sariye, balanced. We need to be balanced, right? We need to be balanced. If you know that he is righteous, if you know that he is right, if you know that he is fair, పేపర్ వచ్చిన తర్వాత ఏం చేస్తారు ఎక్కువైపోయినాయి న్యూస్ పేపర్ అంటాం కదా న్యూస్ పేపర్ కొనుక్కోనికి వస్తుంది ఫస్ట్ ఏమంటుందంటే బాబు చూపించరా బాబు వాడు ఏం చేస్తాడు ముందు మంచి ఇట్లా పట్టుకుంటాడు పట్టుకున్నప్పుడు ఈ రెండు కరెక్ట్గా పడుతుంది మనకి ఆ పేపర్ పెట్టిన తర్వాత వేపు పెట్టిన తర్వాత ఎప్పుడైతే డెస్క్ లేపుతారు కదా ఈ చైన్ ఏం చేస్తుంటే ఇట్లా వంపుతాడు అన్నమాట ఈ వంపిట లేపినప్పుడు కరెక్ట్ పట్టడం ఇది ఏం చేస్తారు ఇట్లా వంపి లేపినప్పుడు ఏమవుతుంది ఇది కిందకి చేస్తా ఉంటాం అంటే పేపర్ ఎక్కుంటుంది వెయిట్ తక్కుంటుంది 1 kg దగ్గర ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ 1 kg ఈ విల్ హ్యావ్ 1.5 kg సో 1/2 kg ఇస్ నాట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ రైట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఫేర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఫేర్ నౌ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ సేస్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ నో దట్ గాడ్ ఇస్ ఫేర్ దట్ మీన్స్ హీ విల్ నాట్ డూ ఎనీ ఇన్జస్టిస్ టు అస్ ద ఫేత్ ఆల్వేస్ మేక్స్ అస్ టు డిపెండ్ ఆన్ ఎ పర్సన్ Now, if you have fear, that means you don't depend on God. And that fear comes if you are not born in God. No, devunlo janam chakunte. If you are not born in God, always there is a fear. And whenever there is a fear, you need to tell that the Spirit of God is absent. And who is present? The other guy is present. Because always he wants to torture. Right? He wants to torture. Here he says, If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. If we are born, we will do everything right. We will do everything right. We will not do anything which God doesn't like. Devuniki ishtam leinatvanti ye pani kuda manam cheyamata. Following the commandments of God. He says, if you love God, if you are born of God, you will always follow the commandments of God. You will always follow the commandments of God. And what is the commandments of God? To love your God more than anything in your life. And to love your neighbor. These are the two most important commandments what God has given to us. And Jesus explained to us these important commandments. To love your God more than anything. And to love your neighbor. And Jesus said, many people have taught us to love your neighbor, love your friend, and hate your enemy. But I say that love your enemy. And did Jesus love us? Yes. Manam athaniki shatruluga unnappudu ante ayana manaku chalipoyindi. When we were yet enemies of God, he died for us on the cross of Calvary. When did he die? When we were yet enemies of God. So, this right relationship is important. Being just is important. Right relationship is very important. And right relationship, fair and amata, it always comes through commitment. It always comes through commitment. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Prayasapadi bhara mohichuna vallara nayutta virandi nenu meeku vishranti kalagajetunnu. What is that? Commit yourself to me. మిమ్మల్ని మీరు నాకు సమర్పించుకోండి మిమ్మల్ని మీరు సమర్పించుకున్న తర్వాత దెన్ యూ విల్ నో హౌ గుడ్ ఐ యామ్ హౌ ఫెయిర్ ఐ యామ్ నౌ యూ సే దట్ ఐఎమ్ బోర్న్ ఆఫ్ క్రైస్ట్ ఐఎమ్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ క్రైస్ట్ గాడ్ ఈస్ మై గాడ్ దెన్ యూ సే దట్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఫెయిత్ అండ్ యువర్ ఫెయిత్ ఇఫ్ యూ సే దట్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ గాడ్ దెన్ ద డీడ్స్ విల్ షో ఆల్ యువర్ వర్క్స్ విల్ షో నౌ వెన్ యూ కమ్ ఇన్ దెర్ ఆర్ 3 things Commitment in personal life, when you see commitment, commitment to explain commitment, స్లేవ్. పౌలు అంటున్నాడు, రోమిలకు రాసిన పత్రిక ఏమంటున్నాడు, నేను క్రీస్తు యొక్క ఏంటండి పనివాడు, నేను క్రీస్తు జ్యూలోస్ అంటుంది కదా మనం. హి సేస్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ స్లేవ్ ఆఫ్ జీసస్ క్రైస్ట్. జ్యూలోస్, దట్ ఈస్ ద వర్డ్ ఇన్ గ్రీక్ యూజ్ ఫర్ స్లేవ్. ఓకే, వెన్ ఎ స్లేవ్, వెన్ యూ లుక్ టు ఎ స్లేవ్, స్లేవ్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ కమిటెడ్ టు హిస్ మాస్టర్. అండ్ స్లేవ్ హ్యావ్ టు డెవలప్ త్రీ థింగ్స్, త్రీ గుడ్ నేచర్స్, త్రీ గుడ్ క్యారెక్టర్స్ ఎ స్లేవ్ హ్యావ్ టు డెవలప్. నెంబర్ వన్, ఎ స్లేవ్ మస్ట్ లవ్ ద మాస్టర్. Number 2, a slave must be true to his master. Number 3, a slave must obey the master. Three things. How many? A slave must love the master. Slave must love the master. So we must love the master. Number 2, we must trust the master. Mana vishwasamu mana master pai. Number 3, we must obey the master. These three things when you have, then there is a commitment. There is a commitment, and this commitment comes from how, where it comes? This commitment comes from righteousness, and this righteousness comes from the faith what we have. When we have faith in God, and what does this faith teach us? You know, faith comes by listening the word of God. Kada? విశ్వాసం ఎట్టు వస్తుందంట? వినుట వలన. ఏమి వినుట వలన? ముచ్చట్ల. ముచ్చట్లు, ఎంతమంది ముచ్చట్లు పెడతారండి? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ గాస్ గాసిప్? ప్రైజ్ ద లార్డ్. సత్యం, ప్రైజ్ ద లార్డ్. సీ, దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్, సీ, వీ కెనాట్ లై ఇన్ ద ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్బోర్న్ ఇన్ us. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్బోర్న్. ఇఫ్ యూ సే నో ఆల్సో ఐ విల్ నాట్ బిలీవ్. ఇఫ్ ఐ సే నో ఆల్సో డోంట్ బిలీవ్. Because it is inborn in us. It is there. You get me? It is there. That's the reason. Devudu em anante nenu rendu pustakalu pettanu. Em pustakalu pettanu? Pustakalu pettunnattu. Manandaram we are all believers kadandi. Maatladukuntam kada. Oka maata meeku cheptanu. Maatladukunnappudu ante devudu vintadu. Em chestunnadu devudu? He is listening very carefully. Listening ee kaadu. రైటింగ్ కూడా మళ్ళా ఈ మూడో అధ్యాయం కమ్ బ్యాక్ టేక్ మలాకి మెలకాల. వెన్ టూ బిలీవర్స్ ఆర్ టాకింగ్, మెలకాయ చాప్టర్ 3 మలాకి మూడో అధ్యాయం 16 వచనం, దెన్ దోస్ హూ ఫియర్డ్ ద లార్డ్ టాక్డ్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్. దేవునికి భయపడ్డ వారు, దేవునికి ప్రేమించినటువంటి వారు ఇద్దరు కూడా ముచ్చట్లు పెట్టినట్టు. ఏం పెట్టినట్టండి? దే స్టార్టెడ్ టాకింగ్. వెన్ దే స్టార్టెడ్ టాకింగ్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్? అండ్ ద లార్డ్ లిసన్ అండ్ హర్డ్. ఎ స్క్రోల్ ఆఫ్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ వాజ్ రిటన్ ఇన్ హిస్ ప్రెసెన్స్ కన్సర్నింగ్ దోస్ హూ ఫియర్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ఆనర్ హిస్ నేమ్. వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ టాక్, ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ ఎ చైల్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ సే దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ చైల్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ సే దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ చైల్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్? If you are a child of God, when you are talking, all your conversation is recorded. All your conversation is recorded. Whether you pray, whether you gossip, whether you sing, or whether you just praise the Lord. Whatever we do, because God loves us, therefore He is recording. What is He doing? He is recording. So whenever you pick up your wanted phone, be careful. Endukante ee wanted phone many families nu nattapadustayi. Free. When I came to this country 97, my children were not with me and my wife. $10 7 minutes. What was I paying? $10 7 minutes talking time. Now, $25 unlimited. Where are you going? For what? Unlimited. Amma, India lo pattunnadi. Nannu kottindu, tittindu. He wanted you. Many బాగుండే. Be careful. Because every conversation is recorded. Because we belong to God. And the commandment of God is do not gossip. Gossip is sin. What is gossip? But what is gossip? When you talk about a person in his absence. Okay? I am talking to Jeff. I cannot talk about anybody when a person is absent. If I start also, if she is a godly woman, she'll say, Pastor, let us not talk. Right? If somebody is talking to me, what should I say? Let us not talk about the person who is absent. Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say praise the Lord loudly? Don't do it. God doesn't like us. Obey the commandments of God. And we will do it when we are born in God. And that is very fair. Fairness. Righteousness is fairness. Whether you are watched or not, you will do the right things. When you have that right things, you will also correct the people who are doing wrong. Why God wants to discipline? Because He's right. When He's right, He doesn't want His children to do anything wrong. Therefore, He says, I will discipline. I will rebuke. I will discipline. I will teach you. I will take you through the storm. I will take you through the storm because I want you to understand. I want you to know what I want from you. నీ నుండి ఏం కావాలో నువ్వు తెలుసుకోవాలి. నేను తెలుసుకోవాలంటే దేవునికి ఏం కావాలో. సో ద రైచియస్నెస్ కమ్స్ ద ఇన్నోసెన్స్ రైట్. ఇట్స్ ఎ ఫేర్ డీల్. నా దిస్ ఆల్ కమ్స్ బై ఫేత్, పుట్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఫేత్ ఇన్ గాడ్. నా ఫేత్ కమ్స్ బై లిస్నింగ్ ద వర్డ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ రోమన్స్ చాప్టర్ 10 వెన్ వీఆర్ టాకింగ్. Faith comes by listening, and listening the word of God, not anything else. No gossip. Only by the word of God. Now when he used that word, it is rhema. The rhema is nothing but the power of God, spoken word. It is a spoken word of God, the power of God. And when you listen to the power of God, your faith develops. Devuni yokka shaktini nu eppudaithe vintavo, దేవుని యొక్క మహిమను నువ్వు ఎప్పుడైతే చూస్తావో, దెర్ ఇస్ అ ఫియర్ ఇన్ యూ. దెర్ ఇస్ అ ఫియర్ ఇన్ యూ టు డూ ద రైట్ థింగ్. అండ్ దట్స్ ద రీజన్ హీ సేస్ ఫేత్ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ బై హియరింగ్ ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ రేమా, ద వాయిస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. ఇట్స్ అ పవర్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. నౌ వెన్ ఫేత్ కమ్స్ టు అస్, వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్? వాట్ ఇస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్ వాట్ ఫేత్ డస్? విశ్వాసం వచ్చింది, మన లోపల విశ్వాసం వస్తుంది కదా. వచ్చినాక విశ్వాసంతో వాట్ ఈస్ ద నెక్స్ట్ మూవ్ వాట్ దిస్ ఫేత్ బ్రింగ్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్? ఆమేన్. Romans chapter 1 and verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith amongst all nations for his name. And if you read in NIV, it says, obedience comes through faith. Obedience comes through faith. What does the faith produces? Faith produces obedience. Now that's the reason it says righteousness. That means fairness. Always all these things are linked to each other. Faith is the ingredient for all these things. కదా, చేసిన తర్వాత ఉపయోగకుండా ఎట్లుంటుంది? ఆనందం అయితే అస్సలు తినడు. నువ్వు ఎంత మంచిగా చేసినాక ఇప్పుడు ఆయనతో ఉండి తెలిసిపోయింది నాకు ఆయన వాట్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ టేస్ట్ హీ వాంట్స్. ఫేత్ ఇస్ లైక్ దాట్. యూ డూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ లైక్, బట్ వెన్ దేర్ ఈస్ నో ఫేత్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ నలిఫైడ్, ఫినిష్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ విదౌట్ సాల్ట్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ బికాస్ ఫేత్ బ్రింగ్స్. Faith comes by the listening to word of God. That's the power of God which will make us to understand the plan of God in our life.
Once you understand the plan of God, then obedience comes. That means you will humble yourself in the presence of God. You will humble your presence. You will humble yourself in the presence of God. You will not do what God doesn't like in your life. You will not do. Because that is what the faith teaches us. And that's the reason he says, righteousness is fair. Righteousness is, the meaning of righteousness is fair. Doing the right thing. Having a right relationship with God. Understanding God in our life. And for all these things, there are three people who agree. And who are these three people? Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three agree. This is unless and until you obey the commandments, you will never have the right relationship with God. You will never have the right relationship with God. And today evening, it is my prayer. It's my prayer to have right relationship with God. It is my prayer that you will have right relationship with God. We have seen so many things in the Bible. Beautiful scriptures are there. They are very good scriptures. We have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. We cannot do what we like, because when we are saved by God, we are made righteous. We are made righteous. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It's the 2 Corinthians. Sorry, it should be in 1 Corinthians. Now here it says, in him there was no sin, but for us he had been made sinful, so that through his righteousness we may obtain the righteousness through Christ Jesus in our life. I just missed it. I don't know. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God made, see, we are sinners. Sin is in us. Now when I said, do you gossip? Now everybody said, no. By nature, we have sin in us. By nature, we have this weakness. But when Jesus is born in us, what was the reason for Jesus to born in us? So that his righteousness may come into us. Atani yokka neethi atani lopata ye paapam lekundantandi mana koraku paapiga enchabaddadanta endukante atanlo unnatvanti aa yokka manchitanam man lopata raadaniki neethi man lopata raadaniki kada. In spite of having Jesus in our life, in spite of having God in our life, if we disobey, then we are not walking in the light. We are not walking in the light. That's what John says in the first chapter. If you say that you have fellowship with God and start walking in the darkness, then you deceive yourselves, because light is not in you. So, to take out that, and once again, when we look into Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulation that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailed it to the cross, and having disarmed the power and authority, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you. Because when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Galatians. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 17. If while we seek to justify in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners. Does that mean that Christ promoted sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I have destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I have no longer lived, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith, the faith which brings obedience. I live by faith which brings obedience. The faith which teaches us to be just. The faith which teaches us to be just. Just means just right. Just right. And this evening, once again, the Word of God teaches us that God is asking us to do what we are told to do. That is obedience. We are slaves for the righteousness. We are not slaves for the sin. Manamu papamu kubanasaramu kamantandi. Yesu Christu mananu raktam atana raktam cheta vidudala chesinanta. Manam deniki banasulam anta devuni varasulamu banasulam. We are slaves for God. We have to do His work. And slave has three qualities. How many? Number one, he loves his master. Number two, he trusts his master. Number three, he obeys his master. That is commitment. Are you committed to God? Are you committed to God? Tell yourself. Are you committed to God? I'll take you to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Let me take you to Revelation chapter. Revelation chapter 20. I'm reading from verse 12. We all heard that there is a scroll, correct? We know that there is a scroll whenever we speak, whenever we do something. Correct? Grandam unnadu kada? Rastunnadu kada? Em maatladanamu, em chestunnamu, ekkada chustunnamu, em talanchutunnamu. Whatever we think, also God knows. You get me? He knows what you are thinking. You are not speaking, but you are thinking. He knows. So everything is written. 12th verse. 12. Revelation chapter 20 and 12. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open. What were open? Grandalu teravabaddayi. The books were open. The books were open. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. There are so many books. When we are talking, when we are doing things, there is a book which is written for us. And there is another book which is called Book of Life. So, I just want to ask you, in which book your name is written? Ye grandhamu lopata ni per rayabaddadi. Ye grandham randi. In which book your name, you want your name to be written in God's book? Right? You want your names to be written in God's book? Joel? Yes? Yes? Which book you want God to write your name? Which book? Book of Life. Praise the Lord. When you say that our name should be written in the Book of Life, we need to obey the commandments of God. Respect your parents. What you should do? Honor your parents. Listen to them. No talking back to your parents. Right? Obeying what you're told to do. Do what you're told to do. Respect your parents. Respect your elders. Do the right things in your life. Then God is going to write our names in the book of life. When the books are opened, you will find your name in the book of life. When we obey the commandments of God. Why should we obey the commandments of God? Because He died for us. He's born in us to have the right relationship with God. And that right relationship teaches us that we are slaves for the righteousness. We are born again and we are slaves for the righteousness, and we should love our Master. We should trust our Master. And we should obey our Master. That is the commitment of a Christian. That is the commitment of a Christian. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray. As we come into the presence of God, let us look into ourselves. Now, my friends, I just want to ask you. Pastor, I have committed myself to God, but still I am not doing what God wants me to do. If that is the question with what you are struggling, I want you to close your eyes. Just close your eyes and confess and speak to God, because God, only God can forgive us. Only God can teach us, and only God can put us in the right track, right relationship. You say that, Lord, I want to love you, I want to trust you, I want to obey you more than anything. I want to trust you, I want to obey you, I want to just love you, O Lord. I want to submit myself to you. I have gone astray from you. But you have gave your life to me so that I may be saved. The books are going to be open, my friends. I'm telling you, whatever you do, it is recorded. Whatever you talk, whatever you do, whatever you think, whatever you see, you will come into judgment before that day comes. God has given us an opportunity once again to look into ourselves and say that, Lord, I'm sorry. If you say that, Lord, I'm sorry, God forgives us. If you want a special prayer, just lift your hands. I want to just pray for you wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the hands lifted. You know that we are creatures of sin. We fall down from your presence every time. The whole creation is worshipping you, Lord, except the man who is created in your own image forgets you. And it is indeed, O Father, very sad. To save us, you have sent your Son Jesus. Shed his blood to cleanse us. As we raise our hands, O Lord, in your presence, we just ask you to fill us with your Spirit to do the right thing. We ask you, O Lord, that you will do the right thing. We will desire, O